3. Astronomy.
Venus's runaway greenhouse effect. Earth and Venus are quite different atmospherically despite their relative proximity in our solar system. The most striking difference is the atmospheric temperature on Venus. It is about 5 times the average temperature on Earth. In addition, the atmosphere of Venus is about 96.5% carbon dioxide, with almost no water vapor at all. The answer proposed by many astronomers is that Venus experienced what they refer to as a runaway greenhouse effect. Because Venus is not close enough to the Sun for its solar proximity to explain the planet's heat, researchers developed the theory of the runaway greenhouse effect to explain the temperature. Just as greenhouse gases serve to heat Earth, they do the same to Venus. However, the effect is exacerbated on Venus due to the planet's high concentration of carbon dioxide. In essence, the carbon dioxide acts as a barrier. It prevents the infrared radiation of the Sun from escaping the atmosphere. While one can imagine Earth as having a thin barrier that traps solar radiation, Venus contains a very thick barrier due to its atmospheric makeup. The process that prevented oceans from appearing on Venus must be traced back to Venus's formation. It is very likely that Venus contained water during the time just after its formation. Due to the heat, clouds never produced rain, and water vapor remained in the atmosphere. Its presence served much the same purpose as carbon dioxide. Therefore, as more water vapor was introduced into the atmosphere, the surface temperature on Venus rose. This process would then have run away. In other words, the problem reached such a level that any liquid water evaporated. Once in the atmosphere, this water vapor escaped as it was broken down by the sun's radiation. Then even more carbon dioxide entered the atmosphere.